Do you want to break the barriers that seem to hinder you from being a high flyer? Do you want to rest on the shoulders of those who have broken boundaries against all odds? Do you want to rise above your current level? Then this is the place to be. Welcome to the Rising Heroes Podcast. This podcast is committed to showing how to ride from where you are to where you should be. Grab your pen and paper as we make welcome our host, Toluche Francis.
The management of an oil company has decided to motivate junior staff by sponsoring the two most hardworking and pleasant staff on an all-expense-paid vacation to New York in the United States. Ade and Emeka are selected and after due arrangement board a flight and on their way. They are very excited and chat excitedly as it will be their first time traveling outside Nigeria. During the flight, Ade expresses some worries that he did an internet search about the area where they will be accommodated, and it appears that crime is on the high side in that neighborhood, but Emeka dismisses such worries. They arrive without incident and check into the flat reserved for them and then retire for the night. At about 2 a.m. in the night, they both hear some strange and loud noises in their separate rooms. Emeka quickly remembers Ade's comments about high crime rates in the area and thinks that perhaps armed robbers or a gang are trying to break into their flat. He becomes paralyzed by fear, anxiety, and worries. He breaks out in cold sweat and starts praying silently. He also decides to squeeze under the bed and lie on the cold floor so that if the robbers enter his room, they will think nobody was there. He spends the whole night on the floor with his heart beating very fast, while also praying all through. Thus, he is unable to sleep again until he was sure that it was morning, an entire night on the floor. He then crawls out from under the bed, but feels very tired, has a headache, and his body aches and pains all over. What do you expect? On the other hand, Ade also heard the same noise from his bedroom, but assumes that the noise is perhaps due to neighborhood dogs playing with the dustbin outside the flat. He is therefore not worried and turns in his bed, wraps his blanket properly around his body, and promptly goes back to sleep. He enjoys a good night's sleep and wakes up in the morning excited, well rested, and refreshed. Now, look at these two individuals. Same story, same reaction, same experience rather, but different reaction. None of them went to investigate or confirm what was responsible for the noise. So they both had different thoughts. And this was based on their assumptions or interpretations, which led to them experiencing different things at that point in time. Different emotions, which led to different behaviors. And by morning, they both had different outcomes. Now, this scenario is simply to how we establish our thoughts and how our thoughts affect our emotions, which can affect our behavior and our mental well-being, as well as our functioning. The recognition of this connection, is the principle upon which most psychological therapies are based. Now, when we talk about therapy and we ask people to seek therapy, it's because we want you to tell what's in your head, what you're thinking about, or what you're thinking of. And so working within that, the aim will be to try and challenge and then change some of the negative thoughts into positive ones. And then subsequently, your positive thoughts will induce positive emotions, which in turn will lead to positive consequences. Now, once you try it and succeed, it then becomes a very satisfying experience. and they become excited or enthusiastic about continuing or trying to keep that experience. And so you realize that the relationship that exists within is from your thoughts to your emotions and then to your behavior. And so for every thought that goes through your head or that goes on in your head, there is an emotion that is attached to it, and there is a behavior as well. Now, what people see is the emotion, is the behavior. People don't see the thought. People don't see your emotions as such, but they see your behavior. They see how you put forth your things. They see how you behave, how you do things. And so people don't get to see what is happening within you. People don't get to experience what is going on within you, or the questions you are asking yourself. You alone can hear you from within. You alone can feel what you feel. And because only you can feel what you feel, it becomes difficult for anyone to feel whatever it is that you are feeling. And so it's only your behavior that people see and they pick up or make assumptions about. And so you need to understand that you can have the same experience with someone. You can be in the same environment with someone, but the thought that you give to that environment will determine the kind of emotion that we elicit, which in turn will determine the behavior. Now look at the case between these two young men. Both of them had the same information. Both of them found themselves right in the same environment, but they had different thoughts about what happened. And because they had different thoughts, right, they were able to have different emotions and they were able to elicit different behaviors. And so I don't know what it is, the story that you have heard, that is eliciting emotions or thoughts rather that are not helpful to you. What have they told you that you are telling yourself? Have they told you that when you hear a sound, then it is armed robbers in your area and to hide under the bed? Or have they told you that once there is no light in a particular at a particular time or place, then do not move? Or have they told you some superstitious and mythological stuff that makes you think that there is some spiritual or demonic attack? Whatever it is, you need to sit down and ask yourself, why am I behaving the way I'm behaving? What thoughts ran through my head? What emotions am I eliciting? And how are these emotions helping me out? Let's not forget that neither Ade nor Emeka knew for sure what was the cause of the noise. Why? Because none of them went out to check. And so both of them drew their inference from the story that they had been told. So what story are you telling yourself? Or what story have you been told that you're hanging on to? Every day we tell ourselves stories. Every day we tell ourselves certain things. Every day we are tempted to live our lives by the stories that we have been told before now. scripts that have been written to us that we do not have the permission to edit as it were. But today, I give you that permission. Take a back seat. Listen to the things you've been telling yourself. Listen to the excuses you've been giving yourself for behaving the way you behave. And ask yourself, how did I come about this? How did I arrive at this juncture? How did I conclude that this is what is to be done just because of what they have told you? And as you think about that, as you think about why you behave the way you behave, or why you think the way you think, I want you to begin to think of the emotions that you elicit per time, the emotions that you put into things per time, the conclusions that you have drawn per time. I want you to think about that and begin to imagine how these things have affected you. I want you to question those emotions. As you've questioned your thoughts, question the emotions as well. You see, when you're able to question your emotion, you're able to bring forth a helpful habit. You're able to bring forth habits that, or behaviors rather, that are not based on something that was handed to you, but based on knowledge and understanding why you shouldn't behave the way you're behaving. And this makes you a better person in life. And so every day, every week, every month, ask yourself, what thoughts have I had for this period, and how have they helped me to be better at the things that I do? So if for any reason you want to have a conversation as regards this with me, please fill the form through the link below and book a session for us to have a conversation around your thoughts and how they dictate your behavior, how they affect the things that you do. I will be glad to help you. I'll see you in the next video. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Hope you learned something new. Do join us next time. For inquiries, speaking requests, and much more, please send an email to toluche@toluchefrancis.com. See you next time on the Rising Heroes Podcast.